Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That was wild.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to do here the rest of the show. Next hour, our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams over at FanDuel Sports. We'll guess the takes for week number 12 in the NFL, which began last night with a snow game in Cleveland. A Q&A coming up later this hour. And, of course, all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Is this a must-win? It clearly is, in the way I view this. If the Eagles are going to get to the Super Bowl this year, they probably need the number one seed. And the way to get that is to win this game Sunday. You look at the tiebreaker scenarios, they're already a game behind the Lions anyway. It's very hard for me to envision a scenario. I mean, Hugh did provide one. The Eagles lose Sunday and then they win out. But it's other than that, it's hard for me to think of a way they could lose Sunday and still get the one seed. I'm calling it a must win. Your confidence level in this game against the Rams. Hugh's a little plant-based today. A little worried. A
little bit.
A little bit worried about this Rams team. And, of course, Joel Embiid. If you're going out of the game tonight, would you boo him? 215-592-9494. We'll wait for full news on Devontae Smith, but Sirianni didn't make me fully confident there, Hugh, that he's playing. He said, we'll see. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. It seems like that hamstring's giving him some trouble here.
Well, clear and concise. He was clear and concise. He didn't say a whole lot. You know, he kept it pointed. And I think that's, for coach, that's pretty good. You know, to have those press conferences. You know, because we've heard him at times go off on a tangent.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
And for him to go in there and Bob keep it pointed and, you know, get in and get out, I think that's best for coach right now.
All right, we'll get more to this. And really the passing game for Sunday, what it means without Devontae coming up, and what Irving Fryer said on the morning show earlier this week in a few minutes. First, let's go back to the phone lines here. Tom is up on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Tom?
In the words of the late, great DMX, mm-hmm. Here we go again. You know, my grandfather warned me about this city's fan base and the media years ago. He told me, he said, son, you know what? They're morons, and they flip-flop all the time. This is like deja vu all the time. Let's go back to Donovan, booed in. AI, practice. You can be practicing. Didn't you kill him for that?
Tom, before you go on, because obviously you're comparing the way the town talked about Donovan and AI. Hold on, let me finish. It seems like you're comparing the way the town talked about Donovan and AI and maybe some of their shortcomings compared to Jalen and Embiid. Is that right?
No, what I'm saying is Joel Embiid and Jalen Hurts are studs. The city doesn't deserve them because guys like Hughes, Jalen Hurts would be in another uniform. And we'd have some.
I have never advocated once for getting rid of Jalen Hurts. Not one time.
Listen, they are both MVP caliber guys. JoJo, I don't want him practicing. I don't want him playing. I don't want him doing nothing to the end of the season. Regular season in the NBA means nothing. Okay, let's be honest.
Tom, they're not going to the. They're 2-12. Tom, they're 2-12.
Stood up.
You realize they're not. They're not going to the playoffs if he doesn't get his butt on the court and start dominating.
Everybody goes to the playoffs.
Tom, no. Well, first of all, no.
Everybody goes to the playoffs.
Tom, first of all, 20 of 30 teams go, so 10 do not, and they have the worst record in the league.
Dude, this season just started. It's a long stretch. And you know what? Everybody complains when that kid puts in MVP effort.
Tom, you're the problem, not us. You're calling a 30-year-old grown man a kid. He is a grown man who can't show up on time, and you want me to sit here and coddle him?
No, it's not coddle him. It's not.
You called him a kid, Tom. He's not a kid. He's 30 years old.
30.
Enough of the kid stuff. Like, this is part of the reason.
He's had him in bubble wrap during the process. Well, but now you're ripping the bubble wrap off and you want him to be like AI out there.
He's 30 years old. 30
right.
years
and
old.
The, and healthy, he's the best player on the planet.
No, he's not. No, Tom, I have to say this. Anyone that calls Joel Embiid currently the best player in basketball is either blind or not watching basketball.
Healthy, I said.
Where you get your gummies from, Tom?
Tom, he's not healthy, and he's not the best player when he's healthy. He's not the player that Jokic is. He's not the player that Tatum is.
He gave him the playoffs last year. He gave it to Jokic.
Oh, my God.
He should be MVP because of it.
In the playoffs last year, he gave it to Jokic.
right before the playoffs last year, yes. He gave it to him.
Tom, you realize one guy has three league MVPs and a championship. Like, you realize how ridiculous it sounds. Ridiculous.
JoJo has two MVPs, and yeah, he comes up short in the playoffs because he limps in because he plays his ass off all regular season.
Oh, really? Really? Go tell Tyrese Maxey. Go tell Tyrese Maxey that, who just called him out in front of the team.
Right.
Right.
And half what made it to us is nuts. That should be none of our business. And you should be ashamed. This is the same city that ran you out of the building only to clap you back when you came back.
When they run
same
me out
guys
the...
on the mic, right?
Wait,
when
minute, hold on, wait a minute. When did I get ran out of the city?
Now, remember when you always go to Jacksonville?
I didn't get ran. I left. I didn't get ran out of the city.
Yeah, well, the GM. Okay, we'll call it that. But everybody was saying it was a smart move. And then he came back for less, right?
Well, I mean, Tom. It kind of, hold on a second.
I'm just saying.
No, you slay the hammer on the good athletes that we have when bonehead decisions are made, because I don't think you should have ever left. Okay? And if it's up to this city, all our star athletes would be gone. Trade JoJo. Get Jalen out of here. What are you, nuts?
Tom, hold on a second.
It's the use for me.
My favorite part of this, Tom, is the examples you used. You realize that the Donovan criticism and AI criticism was right. They didn't win anything, Tom. Like, do you get this? Like, can you wrap your mind? Embiid hasn't won a thing. Like, you make it sound like there's parade after parade and how stupid everyone is. Nobody, these guys don't win anything, Tom.
How many years? Okay, so how many years has he been an MVP candidate, runner-up?
Tom, you ready for this? I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care, Tom.
Right.
But I don't, Tom. Did they put banners up for MVP candidate? Did I miss that last time I went to the Wells Fargo Center? 2021 MVP candidate. 2020. Who cares?
What? Usually the people whose player it is cares. I mean, when you have a guy who's an MVP candidate, you don't run him out of the city.
Tom, do you not care? Tom, let me ask you a question because you want to yell at us. Do you not care that the best player on the team is not showing up on time and his teammates are calling him out? Does that not bother you?
Yes. Would you want to play? Would you want to? Yeah, you're saying boom when he shows up.
Yes.
That's what you want to do. How did it work out for the kid on the Phillies when they said, hey, instead of booing him, why don't you cheer him?
How did it work out? Tom, he's got 40 errors in 2 years, and he's got the worst contract in baseball. How did it work out? It worked like crap. He hasn't done anything.
With injuries right before the playoffs every year. If he goes in healthy, on one leg, he was giving it to the Knicks.
One leg, Joe.
One leg.
He got outplayed by a kid from Villanova who's shorter than I am. Like, what are you talking about, Tom?
Oh, stop it. Dude, one leg. The kid was on one leg.
Brunson got legs shorter than the Joe.
No, he's calling Embiid the kid again. Yeah. Embiid was on one leg, and he's a kid.
He's not really shorter than me. I was embellishing.
Oh, I thought you meant Jalen. What, one leg longer than the other than Jalen Brunson?
It's like he's a juvenile, bro.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean? The kid. I don't mean he's a juvenile.
I don't know what we talking about. I lost.
Listen, you'll be the same dude right back on his sack. But he's dropping 30.
That is so strong.
Tom, I want to live in the cloud you live in because you're a delusional, Tom. If you have no angst and no annoyance at players that don't perform in big spots and don't care, like I don't get it, Tom. I don't get it.
Practice? Are we talking about practice?
No,
come on, bro.
Tom, you come on. I can't, Tom.
You're talking about getting him out of the city. Stop.
Yes, I would trade him tomorrow if I could. Out.
I know you would. You would have traded Jalen. You would trade any star he had.
What, for a better player? Sure. Does it make the team better, Tom?
Yes, you do. As soon as they play poorly. And then when they play well, you're the first guy to say, yo, that's my guy.
Darn right, Tom. That's right, Tom.
He said that's what most fans do.
That's right, Tom.
That's my fan.
Tom, I like this call. Have a good day, all right, Tom?
You too, buddy.
All right, there
you go.
You ain't
going to give him a guess.
Yeah. He didn't want to play. I didn't see that.
No, I asked him. He's like, nah.
Nah, he came in.
He wanted parts of you, man.
And we did it.
Well, you ran Andy Reid out of town yesterday, too.
Yeah, I found that out, yeah.
And you're trying to get Nick Sirianni fired.
Oh, yeah, your problem. That I did.
All of our stars.
My first show at WIP was during Chip's first year. I had literally zero.
Chip Snapper?
Yeah, Chip Snapper. We don't know about Chip Snapper. Literally zero to do with Andy Reid being fired. Like,
it was your fault.
It was your fault.
You ran Donovan out of town, too.
Hold on. Maybe if you guys had won, Randy, maybe he would have stayed.
Hold on. You probably ran Hugh Douglas out of town.
Yeah, I got ran. When did I get ramped out of town?
So I didn't want to say it, but he made the case that the Eagles should have never let you go. I mean, the Eagles were kind of right about where you were.
We ain't got to talk about me.
In your career.
We ain't got to talk about me.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Why I catch a stray? Why I catch a stray?
I mean, what are we paying for?
I'm just sitting here.
Were they not?
I'm trying to stay up with the current conversation that's being had, not just catch a stray.
I just made me think of it. Like, the Eagles weren't wrong to match the Jacksonville contract.
Yes, they were. They were wrong.
You were back here a year later.
I was miserable in Jacksonville.
You came back and fought our best player.
That is not my legacy. You know, I know Mike Tyson don't care about legacy, but I do. That ain't my legacy.
Your legacy is as an actor.
That ain't my legacy. You know, it's funny. People to this day, what's that, 20 years ago?
Yeah, more.
What really happened in the locker room?
About 20, yeah, about 20.
Yeah, what really happened? No. Can we move on
from
that? Can we move on just a little bit? Can we just transition?
No one ever moves on from anything.
No.
It's just like a big circle.
No. I was with Wild Thing, Mitch Williams one day. We were doing an autograph signing. And it was a lady, she was getting autographs right. And she said, Mitch, you got a lot of nerve coming back to Philadelphia. Because I guess in the World Series, right, he gave up the home run or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the lady was still mad.
Oh, yeah, Joe Carter, yep.
Yeah, the lady was still mad. And I was just like, damn. You know how long ago that was? She was
decades. Decades. Let's go to Ray in Norristown. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What are you thinking, Ray?
Hey, Hugh, I have to tell you, I am a fan of yours. You were one of the best pass rushers that I ever seen.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Effort. I mean, and Joe, your analysis and commentary is second to none, and I like hearing what you have to say. But my thought is Sesame Street. The Sixers organization is like Sesame Street. You got Joel Embiid playing like Big Bird because he's out of shape, lumbering around. And the last game, he's starting to come out of it. And I think going forward, you're going to see a lot more productivity out of Joel Embiid. And the last thing, the snitch. The snitch is Mr. Snuffleupagus. They're trying to convince us that he exists. And I don't know if that's something that they released out on purpose so that the fans and everyone say, oh, they have an issue with the team locker room and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. It's knowing the world if everybody in the locker room is all personnel and someone tells a reporter quotes on what was said. This is out of a comic book. Can't get out of this.
It really is.
Joel got to fight him.
Yeah, no, he does not.
He does.
You are supposed to be the PR guy.
No, I'm just saying.
You try to defuse situations,
Mr.
Douglas.
At this point, though, you got to fight
him. No, you got to go out there
you
and play.
You have no other recourse.
Ray, you're right about this.
It's so not true.
It is like a comic book. It's high school stuff. It's Sesame Street. It's crazy.
No other recourse.
Ray, what do you think? You want the Eagles to sign Daniel Jones?
Well, you know what? At first, I wasn't going to mention Daniel Jones because I'm a diehard Eagle fan. So you know that because I listen to WIP. But the thing about Daniel Jones is the same with Saquon Barkley, and I'm not putting them in the same category. Saquon was still good, but he was behind that atrocious offensive line. Daniel Jones is behind the same atrocious offensive line. And at the end of the day, he's probably shell-shocked. He don't know where it's coming from. And a lot of times I believe that if you take someone that has some good intangibles, he would be an outstanding backup.
Ray, he could be. I think he's going to get signed by someone here. He probably won't make it to the Eagles. Ray, it's an interesting idea. Ray, what are you thinking here for Hughes Clues? Who's the actor?
Okay. This is Thespian. Is in the Guinness World Book of Records. For the most diversity in acting, he's acted in dramas. He's acting action films.
Oh, this one might be it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, he is Snakes on a Plane, Coming to America, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a fun guess, Ray. Not it. Ray, we loved your phone call. Not it, but I thought the way he was trending there, I thought he was going to say
was,
it.
He was close.
Yep. All right. So what do you think of Ray's idea? We threw out the news about, you know, half hour ago, 40 minutes ago, the Giants have released Daniel Jones. Hugh Douglas, if you're Howie Roseman, you putting that waiver claim in?
No.
Do you think so?
We got Tommy Two Gloves, don't we?
Yes,
Kenny Two Gloves. I called him Tommy Two Gloves.
I don't think he's better than Kenny Pickett. I mean, if he is it a big upgrade?
It remains to be seen. I think you know what's going to save
he's
Daniel
played
Jones
more than Daniel.
You know what? You know what's going to save Daniel Jones is he has a skill set that's similar to the way that a lot of quarterbacks play in the NFL.
He can run.
It is more similar to Jalen than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah,
is.
And I can see him backing up C.J. Stroud, maybe. I can see that. I can see him maybe in Pittsburgh. I really see him in Dallas, though.
Dallas. So I'll throw another team out that I think he could end up with. Brock Purdy has a shoulder issue. He came out of practice yesterday. If Purdy's banged up, I could see them putting a waiver claim in. All right, let's just throw it out this way. Would you release Kenny Pickett to sign Daniel Jones today? I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, because I think he's vetted, so the Giants would be paying the bill.
Yeah, it'd be caught. The cost would be nothing. It'd be a matter of just dumping Pickett. Would you?
No, because it's Pickett's been in the system. He knows the system. Yep. It's more about comfort at this point. But I would not be surprised. Like I said, a team that's desperate, I feel like it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
You haven't seen all the success that Dan Jones had with our guy Saquon Barkley in New York.
They are pretty close, aren't they?
I think it's going to be Dallas.
Would you do it, Kyle? I would stick with Pickett.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel worth it at this point.
He's been with the system since the summer of the offense.
It just feels like...
I just think about it this way. Like 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks, they're playing the Steelers. They're playing the Panthers, right? Jalen rolls his ankle, which we know has been banged up anyway. And they have to put the backup in for a game or two. Do you want Daniel Jones, who just got here and just got in the system, or Pickett? Now, again, they're probably both C-minus level players, but like... I'd rather the C-minus level player that's been in the system all season.
Yeah, Kenny Two Gloves. Yeah. We're gonna keep Kenny.
I would
Kenny
say that
gloves.
Had both been available this offseason, I would go with Daniel Jones.
Because of the skill set similar to Jalen?
But at this point of the season, it's not. There's no point.
Yeah, I do think he's going to get claimed here. I don't think it will be the Eagles, but it is an interesting idea because, you know, quarterbacks that have as many starts in the NFL as him don't usually get cut in the middle of a season. That's usually more of an, you know, team moves often in the offseason. But he's out there. We'll see. I think the Cowboys thing for Thanksgiving is fascinating if it goes there. 215-592-9494. Are we going to give you a third clue here for Hughes Clues? And we're going to let you hear what Irving Fryer said on the morning show a few days ago about Jalen Hurts. We're not sure if we're going to have Devontae Smith. What are we expecting out of Hurts, the passing game, this week, without one of the two, potentially without one of the two top receivers? Devontae has a hamstring issue. We'll see about that. All right, coming up, we have that. We have a Q&A, guess the takes in the 1 o'clock hour, and our same game parlay, which includes, we're going to throw one out with awards, because this is a huge game when it comes to who's going to win the defensive rookie of the year, Quinyon Mitchell, or is it Jared Verse, the pass rusher from the Rams? 215-592-9494. Third clue for Hughes Clues coming up next. A $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. Is this a must-win for the Eagles? And would you boo Joel if he went down to the game tonight? I would. 215-592-9494. Midday.